The local funeral home asked me to preside over the funeral for, well, we'll call him Sam. And I agreed. Now, normally I would phone up the person making the arrangements and spend some time with them talking about that particular person to get ready for the funeral. And so I phoned up a friend who is making the arrangements. He said, we don't have to meet. And I don't really want to give you too much information, actually. I don't think you need any, he said. Just do as you please. I was surprised by this a little bit because usually, in order to make a service meaningful, you need to know something about the person. Nevertheless, I thought, well, I'll do the best I can to care for those who are attending the service. The next morning, I woke up getting ready for the service. And all of a sudden, a phone call came in. My wife answered the phone. She said, Rick, you need to come. She said it's the RCMP on the end of the line. Well, I got on the end of the line and it indicated to me that they would be attending the funeral. And I said, excuse me, you'll be there and why would that be? They said, do you know Sam? And I said, no, I don't know anything about him. And they said, well, he is a member of the Hell's Angels. Well, my jaw dropped. And then they continued, we're looking for a fugitive that might show up at the service. And we may need to intervene, they said. I was pretty frightened, pretty scared, but I had to trust them. So I got ready for the funeral. As I came to the funeral home that particular afternoon, I noticed from a distance scads of Harley Davidsons parked out front. And I had to pass by a lawn full of members drinking cans of beer and listening to loud banging music. Now this was a funeral that I had never done. It's a gong show, the funeral director said to me, looking around. And it was. It was loud. I made my way up to the open casket to take a peek. You know, he looked like everybody else. Like black leather jacket, beard. Then I heard a crash and I looked around. And one of the members had smashed a ball of whiskey over Sam. This one's for you, brother. Then a few moments later, another guy came and sprinkled a bag of marijuana on top of the corpse. This is for you, Sam. I thought to myself, what have I gotten myself into? Well, the funeral finally began, and there were six heavy-set pallbearers in the front row looking up at me, and I tried to stay calm. I really did. Well, this is going to be a quick service. I said to myself, I need to get out of here. So as I began to share the message and talk about eternal life, I began to talk about the message of Jesus. It was then I heard this loud shout that came from the back of the chapel. Shut the F up, preacher boy. I didn't know what to say or what to do. The man standing continued to yell at me. Everybody was looking at him and some shaking their heads, some smiling. But then to my surprise, one of the pallbearers stood up. He turned towards the guy at the back and began to shake his fist at him. You shut the F up. Sit down. Listen to the Rev. And there was complete silence in that room for the rest of the service. It's usually God that intervenes. But this time it came from a leader of the Hell's Angels, and I was thankful. And as the service finished, I quickly planned my escape. But the one who intervened for me earlier stopped me. He looked down at me, and he was a big man with his huge pipes tattooed and numerous images, threw his arms around me and cried. As we released, he looked at me. He said, you did good, Rev. So did you, I replied.